of Indigenous history and contemporary existence. We are back and looking for passionate folks to contribute to the process of putting together our weekly radio show. Our community centers Indigenous joy, excellence, and current issues. Friends and allies are welcome. No experience is necessary. Come learn with us. Our Instagram is Unceded Airwaves, and that's the best way to keep up with us. If you're interested in getting involved or you have any questions, email me, indigenouscollective@citr.ca. Tansay, mes amis! Welcome to Unceded Airwaves. My name is Danny. I'm the Indigenous Collective Lead here at CITR 101.9. I think it's just me today. Everyone is in the swamp with getting back to school. Very tired. Don't know if this time works for everyone yet. We're still figuring things out as we get back into the semester. But as always, first and foremost, CITR, by nature of being a part of UBC, is an occupier of unceded ancestral stolen territories of the Hunkelmeetum-speaking Musqueam Nation, who is, in our current era, represented by the Musqueam Indian Band, whose reserve is located adjacent to UBC. And they have very graciously put out so many resources in the hopes that we, as settlers in Musqueam land, as non-Musqueam, will seek it out to learn. And they've literally shared a version of their creation story with the public so that we can learn. So it's our responsibility to learn. So please check out Musqueam resources and learn about the land that you're on. We broadcast all the way out to the also unceded, also occupied, also stolen territories of the Tsleil-Waututh and Squamish nations in the region that has been colonially labeled and classified as Vancouver or the Lower Mainland. So welcome to Unceded Airwaves, where we unveil the hidden pages of Indigenous history and contemporary existence. My name is Danny. I use she, her pronouns. My family is mixed Métis Cree settler. And yeah, I'm also very tired, very swamped. I'll probably be feeling like this most of this semester because we're a bit in the trenches. I've got two classes and another radio show before this one, so. And then another one after this one, but I'm not hosting that, so it's less stress. But I'm going to start by playing three tracks for you. Today's a music episode, and if you're unfamiliar, usually, what that means on Unceded Airwaves is we just play all kinds of music, all genres. The only requirement is that they are an Indigenous artist, and mostly they are from so-called Americas, colonized Turtle Island. But today we have an artist from Awatera also, which is where my brother is right now. Shout out to Awatera, cousins over the water. So we're gonna play a track by Rhonda Head, and I'll tell you all about these artists when we get back after you hear these tracks. So stay tuned. But Baby You're My Good Thing by Rhonda Head, Oso by Oso Murillo, really cool histories to that name, and then Strawberries and Champagne by Indian City. So, dear listener, I hope you enjoy these tracks, and I hope they bring you some joy. If they decide to load. This is many such cases. You are listening to college radio, after all. And even though we are radio station, I still use UBC Secure, and we know how not secure UBC Secure can be. But hopefully we'll get you this track by Rhonda Head. But while we wait, I can tell you about her. From her website, 48-time international award-winning mezzo-soprano vocalist, Rhonda Head is from the Opaskwayak Cree Nation in northern Manitoba. Rhonda released her fifth album, which this is from, called ASCII, and it's about nature. And my family's Cree also, and ASCII means earth. So this album is about nature, choosing what is right, and admiring beautiful, beautiful people. And then after that, I think I might hold off on telling you about Oso Murillo because it's a really interesting story and I don't totally understand, but I love that. Here's Baby You're My Good Thing by Rhonda Head.
Somebody once told me, never let a good thing go. Maybe that's the reason I want you to know. I feel like I'm in my good thing.
Baby, you're my good thing.
And I'm never gonna let you go. I used to be a wild one. My heart was like a stone. I'd love him and I'd leave him and wind up all alone. But that's before I felt the magic and your smile I've come to know.
Strong like a awesome. wild like a oso. Now if you're ready, not alone like you're supposed to. Say the truth.
What a lovely Vancouver summer night. I can't wait to sit by myself at the beach and look at my phone. Huh? What's that?
Man, what are you doing? Get over here and come jam.
Wow, what a lovely assortment of musicians. What are you guys doing?
This is E-Studio. We come together and build connections over music. No musical experience needed. Just come socialize and build your confidence playing music if that's your thing.
Wow, this is so awesome. Now I have a real-life connections with Vancouver's international community of musicians and creatives. Thank you, E-Studio. E-Studio is an international jam group where we celebrate music from all around the world and play together. Follow us on Instagram at estudio.cafe. estudio.cafe.
Tensez, mes amis. I don't know why I feel like speaking to you in midshift today, but I'm definitely inspired by Samson. If you know, you know. If you're Métis, you're probably familiar with our boy Samson. But I got an ad for like a month. It was for like Métis Youth on my Instagram, and it would start with Samson going, "Tensez, mes amis!" So kind of want to hit you guys with that. Just means hello, my friends, in midshift. More French in that sentence, but... Dansez, mes amis. Welcome back to Unseated Airwaves. I let it go over a little bit, and I let you guys hear the Orvis track. So, you just heard, if you've been listening for that long, you've heard Baby, You're My Good Thing by Rhonda Head, Oso by Oso Murillo, Strawberries and Champagne by Indian City, and then Andromeda Spectrometer by Orvis. So now, I'm going to tell you about all these artists. And before, I forgot to mention when I did my land acknowledgement, because I personally believe if you're going to do a land acknowledgement and talking about the liberation of occupied people, you cannot ignore the blatant genocide that is happening in Palestine right now at the hands of the Israeli Defense Forces or Israeli occupation forces. So we stand in solidarity with occupied indigenous people resisting occupation and genocide worldwide. So free Palestine. Okay, so told you about Rhonda Head earlier, but now I'm going to tell you about Oso Murillo. So I know what this means as much as you guys will, so don't ask me. This is from Oso Murillo's website. In 1993, and this is the artist you just heard from. In 1993, a plane crashed into the Rocky Mountains. There were no survivors, except for a baby boy named Murillo, alone, afraid, and armed only with a copy of Nas's Illmatic and his trusty Walkman. He ventured into the wilderness. Eventually, he stumbled upon a mother grizzly bear and her cubs. Showing mercy, she took him in as one of her own, showing him how to live as a bear. For the next 2 decades, Murillo lived off the land, fishing from streams, foraging berries, and rapping along to Nas. The tranquil existence was interrupted when a passing helicopter spotted Mario running down deer. Unable to communicate, he was airlifted to a hospital. Years passed and hope for recovery dimmed until one day a doctor's ringtone sparked a change. Hearing music for the first time since his Walkman batteries died. I'm sorry to anyone who lived through the Walkman era hearing me say that. Mario began rapping. He recounted his life story then and there, prompting the doctor to realize that Mario could only communicate in rhymes. He didn't need medicine. He needed a microphone. Since then, Mario has reintegrated into society, taking up the mantle of Oso Murillo in honor of the bear that took him in. Murillo now spends his time making beats and writing rhymes. That is the absolute coolest, like, I don't know if that's true or not, and I don't care, because I think that every artist should just create a crazy backstory like that. I think that would be really great. And I'm not sure if you're listening, but if you are, hello, Christian, my brother. If you are tuning in, I'm not sure, because you texted me. But if you are tuning in, hello, shout out to you. The next artist that I want to tell you about is the ones who played the song Strawberries and Champagne, and that would be Indian City. Indian City is an indigenous-led, and also I'm not writing these. I'm pulling these from their websites, their bios, etc., Indian City is an indigenous-led Canadian folk-pop band performing to audiences across North America and beyond. The group was founded in 2012 by the late Vince Fontaine. Vince told stories through the Indigenous lens across North America and Europe, receiving more than 50 local, national, and international awards for his artistic contributions. Sadly, Vince passed away suddenly in January 2022, shortly after the release of his fourth Indian City album, Code Red. With the blessing of his life partner and under the direction of longtime collaborators, the decision was made to keep Indian City alive, sharing his music, messages, and ideas to ensure that Vince's vision and legacy would carry on. With Code Red, the follow-up to Juno-nominated and critically acclaimed 2017 release, Here and Now, Fontaine was set on bringing some of Canada's greatest talents to a musical collective akin to broken social scene and global influences, such as Carlos Santana's Supernatural. And then, I was wrong. I got Oso, Mario, and Orvis confused. This is who you heard from last time. Orvis, this is again from a website. I love when people just come up with a silly backstory. Orvis picked up a guitar at age 10 and was instantly bitten by the rock and roll animal. At night, on the quiet Pimichikimak Cree Nation, Orvis was in his room learning the guitar, singing, and letting his hair down in front of the mirror to Collective Soul, Buck Cherry, and Kenny Wayne Shepherd. Serious songwriting came after the discovery of the Beatles. Orvis's writing became sophisticated, tuneful, and always looking to push boundaries in sound. And I have just as much information for you about the next few artists we're playing. I'm going to rearrange the order I was thinking of playing this in. Hold on. Okay. You're going to hear Courage by Mitchell McCoons, Not Enough by Edzie, and then Kawaii by Aja, who is a Maori artist from our terra. So here's Courage by Mitchell McCoons, and I don't really know what genre these are, but doesn't matter. This is Unceded Airwaves.
All I can think about is money. If I'm gonna make it, if I should even try to find my way, navigate the water. Time is in question, I need help. Creator, give me courage, cause I'm scared as hell. Everything keeps changing, I'm unsure of myself. Don't know where I'm going, but I know just what to find. Looking for a little piece of mine. As the moonlight rises on disappearing days, I wonder if the railroad will let me take a break from these chains. I'm too young to be helpless, scared of being selfish and treating you that way. Creator, give me courage, cause I'm scared as hell. Everything keeps changing, I'm unsure of myself. Don't know where I'm going, but I know just what to find. Looking for a little piece of mind. Creator, give me courage, cause I'm scared as hell. Everything keeps changing, I'm unsure of myself. Don't know where I'm going, but I know just what to find. Looking for a little piece of mind. A little piece of mind. A little piece of mind.
This love hurts. This love costs. This love's cruel. This love's love.
Wake.
can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends. I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again. Going places that I've never been. Saying things that I may never see again. I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again. Like a band of hippies, we go down the highway. We're the best of friends, insisting that the world keeps turning our way. And our way is on the road again. I just can't wait to get on the road again. Life I love is making music with my friends. I can't wait to get on the road again.
Mes amis, once again, hello and welcome back to Unceded Airwaves on CITR 101.9 FM in occupied, stolen Musqueam territory at so-called UBC. You just heard Courage by Mitchell McCoons, Not Enough by Edzie, and then Kawaii by Aja, and then On the Road Again by Mitchell McCoons. So you got to hear two of those tracks, and I hope you enjoyed them. I really liked Kawaii. Really rock with that. Edzie is a so-called Vancouver-based artist that you guys should totally check out. Let me read you the bios of some of these artists, lovely people you just heard from. So first up, Mitchell McCoons, he, him, is a roots rock musician from Brandon, Manitoba. He started playing guitar at the age of 7 to accompany his grandfather and brother playing Métis fiddle tunes. Shout out! Mitchell continues to be an active member of the Manitoba Métis community. Yeah! This song's, Mitchell writes, incorporate traditional Ojibwe music and culture with modern influences. He's toured several times across Western Canada and has begun to break into the Canadian festival scene. In 2024, he performed at Dauphin's Country Fest, Harvest Sun Music Festival, Gentle Fest, and our beloved Winnipeg Fringe Festival, to name a few. Aja. Award-winning Aotearoa artist Aja has today shared her timeless, unraveling, and hypnotic bilingual debut album, Kawaii, which you just heard the title track of. 7 years in the making, today's body of work from this bona fide talent is a truly authentic display of an artist finding her voice and inviting listeners into the inner workings of her world. Alongside producer Mara TK, Electric Wire Hustle, Meeting House Records, and a talented network of band members, collaborators, and features, Aja effortlessly blends her ethereal melodies and flexes mesmerizing vocal agility with introspective musings on the world around her. Quote, Kawaii is a reflection of who I am, who I love, who I have respect for, and what I value, says the artist. Isn't that so lovely? And then next up, you are going to hear the rest of Cold Air Balloon's radio edit. So we've got the clean version for you. And then Where Waters Meet, MVT4, McIntyre, by Canadian Chamber Choir. And then Valley of the Wolves by Christian Wallowing Bull. So, hope you enjoy. Here is the rest of Cold Air Balloon by Orvis.
Hope you don't jump at the bit, and there goes another one. Now that they're going nowhere, that's very simply in the ground. They plan to be everywhere. So for pennies on the pound.
Thank you. Yeah. lost in my mother's eyes, a bloody cold beneath the evening skies. I know she's in my arms already.
Welcome back to Unceded Airwaves. My name is Danny, and I thank you, Marcy, everyone, Kinanas Komitan, for tuning in today. I didn't get to reading out the bio of Christian Wallowing for you, but he's from the Wind River Reservation in Wyoming, and you should totally check him out and more of his music. After my show, we have the Music Collective. Are they with us right now? Might we get a hawked...
Meow.
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 We've got the Music Collective just waiting to get on these mics and share some awesome music with you. So if you tuned in to today's episode, thank you for listening to this episode of All Indigenous Artists. We had a lot of country today, and there should be a graphic on our Instagram at Unceded Airwaves posted pretty soon, so keep an eye out for that if you want to know what's up. Thank you.